My name is Lindsay Cornelius, and I've been working in this landscape for over 20 years, managing conserved oak woodlands for a nonprofit called Columbia Land Trust. And much of my work has focused on Oregon white oak woodlands, which you'll see a lot of on this trail. Oregon white oak is the almost gray-barked trees with softly lobed waxy leaves and sometimes a kind of scrappy-looking growth form with gnarled branches and dead limbs and cavities. And by the time you're done listening, I hope you'll understand how these features that look so decrepit are actually supporting really vibrant life. So Oregon white oak is Washington's only native oak tree, and they're abundant here, but they're also critically important for several reasons. So in fact, wildlife benefit from Oregon white oak in ways that they benefit from very few other plants, particularly their acorns and their cavities. The acorns they produce are a source of incredibly rich protein for all sorts of wildlife, from birds to large and small mammals like bear and deer. Cavities provide safe places to nest and take shelter, and what's really cool about oaks is that they provide the same resources that a dead tree or a snag provides while they're still alive, producing all the benefits of a living tree. Their leafy crowns provide shade in the hot summer, abundant forage for invertebrates and birds, and the plants growing underneath the oaks, the perennial grasses and the flowering forbs, support an incredible array of biodiversity. They're also fire adapted, staying greener longer into the year, and they grow in clumps, which interrupts the spread of fire. They also provide bare dirt in between the clumps, where ground nesting bees can thrive. The deeply furrowed bark of an oak is thick, and it insulates the tree against heat from fire. It's also remarkably resistant to the flames themselves, and so are the leaves, which are even difficult to burn intentionally due to their waxy cuticle. These are qualities which make oaks successful in a fire-prone environment like ours, and make them wonderful neighbors.